Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Emmy McIntyre, Kelby Uchley, and Emily Caldwell. And today we're talking about the Downtown Gallery Crawl. It's going to be happening Thursday night in downtown Monroe and West Monroe. Welcome and thanks for being at Lanyap.
Thanks for having us, Corey.
Let's start here, Emmy. What is the Downtown Gallery Crawl? What's happening?
So we have 10 galleries opening their doors for you this Thursday night from 5 to 9. We're going to have a diverse group of artists. Some of the galleries, there are 10 artists just in one gallery. So, you know, plenty to see, plenty to shop, shop around for. You could start your Christmas shopping here with us. Come out. There will be food trucks, snacks and drinks, live music, a great atmosphere.
And it's all going on downtown Monroe and West Monroe, and I understand I can even hop on a golf cart. I don't even have to walk.
That's right, yeah. You can park your car over at the River Market and ride over from the Garrett House Gallery down there, or on West Monroe side over at Rumo's on Antique Alley, or over near Art Alley where most of the galleries are located. But wherever you want to start, you can just crawl at your own pace, grab a map from any of the galleries, and it'll lead you through.
Let's start there. That sounds like a good place. Art Alley, and we'll start in the upstairs gallery. Now, Emily Caldwell and Kelby Uchley are with us today. And Kelby, you've got a new book that is actually, we'll get a sneak peek of this week, and it's coming out right now, called Bayou Diversity 2. Tell me a little bit about what you'll be doing at the Art Crawl this week.
Okay, Corey, well, that's right. LSU Press has just released my latest book. It's titled Bayou Diversity 2, and it's a sequel to the first Bayou Diversity book. And the reason that it will be featured at the Art Crawl this Thursday is because of Emily Caldwell's artwork, which is also featured in the book. And Emily will be showing the original art pieces that are in the book. And I've been able to round up an early box of books. The official release date is not until next week. So we'll have books to look at, and also Emily's original artwork that's associated with it.
Emily, let me ask the process for this. People that listen to KEDM, they've heard Kelby's stories for years, and how did you get involved with trying to put pictures to Kelby's stories?
Well, it's such an honor to be associated with Kelby's book. I love that he says it's all about my illustrations. His words have a little bit to do with things, too. When he did the first Bayou Diversity book, he asked me to do the illustrations, and I tried to convince him to get my niece, who lived in New York, who I said was a real artist. But anyway, he wanted me to do it, and so I did it. And so I have to really study on an animal, and I was scared to death that it wouldn't meet Kelby's high bar, but we worked well together.
So what are some of the types of illustrations you've done? What are some of the animals that you're most proud of in this new Bayou Diversity 2 book?
Well, there are two gators in there that I'm pretty pleased about, and there's a passenger pigeon, and let's see, a pocket gopher. Mm-hmm. Which one's your favorite, Kelby?
I don't know that I have a favorite, but I can assure you one thing, that you will not have seen the illustrations of alligators like Emily's. They are coming at you from a different angle, and that's what's unique about them to me.
So no way to talk about that on the radio. You're just going to have to stop by and see them, I guess.
Stop by and see them, yeah.
Kelby, your new book, Bayou Diversity, looks at the flora and fauna here in our area. Do you have a favorite that you got to talk about in this book?
Well, this book is similar to the first one, but it's in many ways, it's different also. There's some longer chapters. There's about 135 stories in this new book. And, you know, the overriding theme, I think, of most of my writing is that how we humans are connected to the natural world. And, you know, my goal is to sort of convince folks that we need to be paying a little bit more attention to the well-being of the flora and fauna.
Emily, the books are also going to be on sale at the Art Crawl, and I understand you can find them even on Amazon.
That's right. We'll have them there as long as they last.
So you guys are there 5 to 9 for the whole thing this Thursday night, and yeah. You're at which gallery?
We're at the upstairs gallery that I curate. Right there, you go up the stairs, and there's upstairs on the right, and then the big room gallery's on the left.
Now, Emmy McIntyre is with us, and Emerald, there are some other things going on. You've got some new folks, too. Talk to me about what's going on down at Edges.
Right. So Edges is our most recent gallery to join us for the crawl, and the curator is Clinton Whitney Downing. Edges is similar to Rumo's. It's a barbershop by day, and then at night it's a gallery. So stop on by that new gallery and see work by John Austin Reeser. So it's interesting. He uses spray paint, but instead of to create murals or graffiti type style, he brings it in the studio and in the gallery on wood panels with acrylic paint and Sharpie ink.
Now, Emily, you just said there was something cool happening at the outside gallery. Tell me, who's at the outside gallery this time?
Well, Ben Moss did the outside gallery mural, and Amanda Rowe curates that gallery. And I had a chance to chat with him the other day while he was working. A very interesting young man. He said he always had done serious work, and he just wanted to have a little more fun. He started doing these more fun outside murals.
Now let's talk about the fun part of the downtown art crawl. Emmy, there are, there are drinks, there are some food, there's things happening. How do I find out more about what's going on just as a whole with the downtown gallery crawl?
Absolutely. We try to keep our Facebook and our Instagram pages fresh and with new content, always telling you about the upcoming artists and galleries. We use our hashtag crawl countdown a lot. So check us out on Facebook. It's Downtown Gallery Crawl, and the same name on Instagram as well.
Now, there is one that sometimes gets left out, and it's on down South Grand Street, the Garrett House, which is the little bitty house kind of across from the, what was that? I guess that was the old Ouachita High School, right under the interstate. Tell me what's going on at the Garrett House this time.
Yeah, the Garrett House actually has a new curator. His name's AC Sullivan. He just graduated from ULM, and he is putting together a show that will benefit the River City's Humane Society for Cats. And it's the third annual Go Local fundraiser. So he's collected artworks from local artists, and the theme around the show is, animals. So you could see paintings, sculptures, photographs, all kinds. And so come in, and it's a silent auction. Take home some artwork, but also you're benefiting the River City's Humane Society for Cats.
And lots of other galleries with showings as well. You can find out more by visiting the website downtowngallerycrawl.com or checking out the Downtown Gallery Crawl on Facebook. My guests have been Kelby Uchley, Emily Caldwell, and Emmy McIntyre. To find out more about Kelby's book, you can visit our website at kedm.org.